I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In Larry McMurtry's novel, The Last Picture Show, the loss of hope and purpose in a small Texas town is symbolized by the abandonment of its once popular movie house. Thanks to a project begun here 2 years ago by the state government, vintage theaters across New Mexico are receiving grants to help with much-needed restorations. The New Mexico Main Street's Historic Theater Initiative is led by the state's Economic Development Secretary, John Barella. Secretary Barella, were you able to visit any of these movie theaters before the renovations?
Well, Spencer, I was really inspired because I had visited a few of these movie houses. But as a child growing up in Las Cruces, you know, we used to go to these old historic theaters. As a matter of fact, my dad shined shoes in front of these theaters in Las Cruces to earn a living. But I have visited many of these theaters around the state. They represent, for many people, generations of entertainment, and really are a cornerstone to the cities or the little towns' quality of life. I was very concerned, Spencer, that some of these theaters were in a state of decay. Some have been razed over the years. And most of the theaters that we have selected were abandoned or were empty for many, many years. And it was very important to do what we can to save these wonderful old buildings, architectural gems.
A lot of people are familiar with the Kimo in Albuquerque, the Lenzic Center in Santa Fe. These are vintage movie houses which were restored and they became performing arts centers. This program is really looking to maintain these vintage buildings as movie theaters.
Most of them will be used for movies, first-run movies. We're very proud of the fact that these theaters have been digitized. That's been one of our major contributions to these theaters because all of the Hollywood films, first-run films that are coming out now are all in digital format, no longer in film format. So we've purchased that digital projection equipment and sound equipment for these theaters. Some theaters will be used in a multi-purpose fashion, but our goal is to have a 100% totally restored and functional movie theater or space for community meetings, live performance, or any other sort of event that these local communities might want to have in those facilities.
What kind of impact are you seeing on these communities because of these movie theaters being operational now?
According to our figures, we project that 135,000 or so New Mexicans will be attending movies and other events in these six, our first six restored theaters. What we've seen is a resurgence in retail in these downtown areas. We have seen people returning to these largely empty retail spaces because of this cornerstone initiative that we have to lure people back to these downtown streets. And it's been profound. The feedback I get from the local communities is how important this is. Even from a more fundamental standpoint, a couple sets of parents have told me that they feel much more safe now and comfortable. Their kids don't have to drive 50, 60 miles, for example, to see a movie.
Right.
Just simple things like that mean so much to these communities.
Secretary of New Mexico's Economic Development Department, John Barella, heads the state's one-of-a-kind initiative to encourage community growth through the renovation of historic downtown movie houses. For details on the program, visit gonm.biz. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.